I'm Tavin Nasir, and this is Leadership Biz Cafe, a podcast that provides insights and tools to help leaders take on the challenges and opportunities found in leading today's workplaces. Leadership Biz Cafe is brought to you by Tavin Nasir Leadership, our leadership firm that offers keynotes and corporate workshops in both in-person and virtual settings that will help you to improve the way you lead and guide your organization's growth and future successes. To find out how we can help you today with your leadership challenges and discover your untapped opportunities, visit our website at tavinnasir.com. And now, let's head over to the espresso machine as it's time for another Leadership Espresso Shot. For most of us, the arrival of fall marks the perfect opportunity to assess where we are today in terms of achieving our yearly goals and what we should be focusing on to ensure a successful outcome by the end of the year. But this time of the year also provides a great opportunity to reinforce a sense of teamwork and camaraderie so that when your employees complete those year-long goals, there's a greater sense of ownership and belonging that serves to fuel their motivation to keep delivering their best. With that in mind, I'd like to share three easy steps you can take right now that will energize collaboration and drive success through your team's collective efforts. Now, to be clear, I consider these steps to be easy because they can be employed by everyone, regardless of your position or title or industry. The only challenge you have to address is making sure you're doing it consistently over time, as well as with each member of your team. The first step is to make sure at this late stage in the process of achieving those yearly goals that you're providing clarity about your expectations. Now, one of the common challenges I've heard from leaders is this growing focus to just get things done. That they get caught up focusing on tasks that are more shiny objects demanding their attention than those that have a real, tangible impact on business outcomes. This tendency to just get things done becomes even more pronounced as we start planning out what needs to be completed to achieve our year-end goals. Now, for most leaders, the focus of such efforts tends to be on assigning tasks that will ensure a successful outcome. While this is a necessary step, it only reflects half of the process. As a leader, you need to provide clarity both for what you're expecting your employees to deliver, as well as what they should expect from you as they near the finish line. You need to make sure your employees know what they can expect you to deliver in terms of resources and support as their work progresses and evolves, as well as what your focus is shifting towards as you move closer to achieving your year-long goals. Making the time to have these conversations with your employees will reinforce the message that we're in this together, fostering a greater sense of teamwork and cohesiveness, not just between your team members, but between your employees and you as well. The second easy step that will energize collaboration and drive success is to celebrate the journey that got your team to where it is today. In some of my leadership keynotes and workshops, I explore the importance of building a sense of connection and belonging to our ability to create not only engaged, but empowered teams within our organization. One example I share for how leaders can foster this sense of connection and belonging amongst their employees is by making time to celebrate the journey you collectively took that got you to where you are now. That you remind your employees of both the challenges they've had to overcome, as well as those early successes that help keep the team's momentum going. And there's hard science that backs up why this works in terms of energizing collaboration and driving success. Neuroscientists have found that when we perceive ourselves as being part of a collective effort, our brain actually creates an internal map of we, where we view our contributions in the context of the impact it has on us achieving this larger collective endeavor. An example of this is found in the behavior of sports fans who sport lucky shirts, or here in Canada, grow beards during the hockey playoffs as they root for the home team. For many fans, this is both an expression of solidarity with their beloved team, but also a way to create a connection with their team's ability to win. In terms of your organization, what this means is that you should use this time to remind your employees of the challenges they had to overcome this year, and with it, the successes they achieved, as well as those important lessons they've learned along the way. Remember, through our leadership, we create the narrative that connects our employees' contributions to our shared purpose and why these efforts matter. Now, the third and final easy step I want to share with you that will energize collaboration and drive success is to make sure you're leaving space for others to contribute. Now, we've all experienced that urge as you get closer to the finish line to push yourself harder to reach that end goal. But if you want to foster a culture of collaboration within your organization, it's important to balance this internal drive with the need to create an environment where your employees are equally invested in that final outcome beyond their individual efforts. And there's a great leadership example of why this is so critical to achieving success in your collective efforts. And that example is when Alan Mulally took on the role of Ford CEO back in 2006, when the company was facing declining market share and massive losses. At the time, Ford had nurtured a culture of internal competition to the point where team leaders would rather hide any failures or obstacles impeding their ability to hit their targets than ask other teams for help. But rather than push his own ideas or perspective on what they should address, Mulally instead focused on encouraging the other leaders to share what they thought would have the biggest impact, or what was the most critical issue they should address in order to achieve their objectives. The result of Mulally's efforts was one of the most impressive corporate turnarounds in history, moving forward from the verge of bankruptcy to once again being a successful and profitable car manufacturer. Mulally's example reinforces the importance of why you need to make sure you leave space for others to contribute, especially when you are nearing the end of reaching your year-long goals. It's important that your employees see a tangible impact from their contributions to the collective efforts of their organization. And what better impact can there be than to know your most recent efforts helped the team cross the finish line? After all, if we want our employees to be invested in our organization's vision, we have to make sure we are creating opportunities for them to contribute in a meaningful fashion, that we're creating an environment where our employees empower themselves to bring their best efforts to the work they do, because we create that space for them to want to fully participate because they care. Again, as I said at the beginning, these three steps are easy for leaders in any industry and at any level in the organization to employ. The only challenge you need to address is how you'll ensure this becomes an innate part of how you lead your team going forward, not only for the remainder of the year, but also in the months to come when you have to develop new plans and strategies, and with it, new goals for your employees to achieve. So, some easy, actionable steps that will energize collaboration and drive success in your team. I was inspired to share these three steps thanks to the prep work I'm doing right now for my next series of leadership keynotes and workshops. And if learning about these kinds of insights and actions you can take to improve your leadership is something you'd like to see shared with other leaders in your organization in an upcoming keynote or workshop, I'd love to hear from you. Just visit my website at tavidnasir.com and fill out the contact form. And while you're there, you can also check out my speaking and workshop pages to learn more about the topics I can explore in a keynote or workshop for your organization. I'm Tavid Nasir, and you've been listening to Leadership Biz Cafe.